Joe, it's great to be here with you. Thank you so much for taking some time.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me.
When you look at camp, when you think about training camp, it's so hard to measure success because there's not a scoreboard on it on the day-to-day basis. There's no wins and losses. How do you define success for training camp year in and year out?
Well, as few injuries as possible is one. No, I just think you can tell by the tempo of practices, the atmosphere, the players, excitement and their energy, and the coaching staff especially, what they bring to it is important. And you kind of gauge that. It gets kind of long, you know, as you get into days 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It drags on. It's tough. And then I think after that many days, we end up going out to San Francisco or, you know, we have a game against Chicago, and then we go to San Francisco the following week. And so hitting someone else is better for the players, I think. But it's really more in the tempo and the energy. You can kind of gauge how your team is performing and how they're going to do a little bit. You can't really tell definitively, but I always enjoy it. It's fun, especially the early practices. There's a lot of excitement.
You mentioned, John, just a new contract announced this week. When you mentioned during your press conference his new title, President of Football Operations, how important was it to give him that distinction for all the hard work he's done?
Well, I just think two things. One, he's earned it. And, two, I think I mentioned this in the press conference, we're football first. And when you think of football here, you think of John Elway overseeing the operation. And, I spoke to a reporter off to the side and talked about John's vision and his ability to make to the decisions he makes in the best interest of the team and the organization collectively. And, all of that combined, I think, leads to the fact that he deserved this elevation to this title and kept the title of general manager on, too, because he works hard and he's here making a lot of decisions. It's not just an oversight role at all. He's making a lot of key decisions, and he's in the trenches determining, looking at players and figuring out the personnel and all of that, working with the coaches. But, it's just something that was appropriate, and I'm glad we got it done.
We've been hearing a lot from fans this offseason, and of course you have too, the passion that they have for the stadium and, finding the right partner, a name for the stadium. What can you give us an update as to where things stand with that? Because I know the fans, the stadium is such a part of their identity. It's such a part of, their Sundays and where they love to go.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that'll change. I think the fans would like a new name on there. They see a company that no longer exists and they scratch their heads. And I understand that. We're not going to rebrand it for a number of reasons at this time, one of which is we hope to have a deal sooner rather than later. On the other hand, I'm not going to put a firm timetable on it because we've got to get the right deal. But the stadium remains a great place to go to games. Our staff, they provide a first-class experience for our fans. And all of our resources really are dedicated towards that. Eventually someday it's going to have a new name, and the Sports Authority Field at Mile High logo will come down and a new stadium name will go up.
Another big, topic of conversation was, the review of season ticket holders and that whole process. How do you feel like that process went this offseason? I know it was important to the organization to make sure that those tickets ended up in the right place.
That's right. That was the principle of it, or the point of it. And, we did look at each case individually and had a process where we could evaluate people's reasons for not going to a single game. There were plenty of people who got reinstated that have medical excuses or medical reasons or military obligations, things of that sort. But for the most part, if someone was just selling his tickets to sell his tickets or whomever, we felt like there was just a lot of fans in line that wanted to either have their seats upgraded or wanted to come from the waiting list and get season tickets. And we've been able to make a ton of fans happy. We feel like the exercise was the right one to undertake, and we've moved forward and made a lot of people happy.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about Mr. Boland's candidacy. It will be coming up here shortly. He's going to be eligible again in about a month. When the voters examine his case, why, we obviously feel like he's deserving, but why do you feel like this is the time now and this is the year for Mr. B?
Well, I feel like just because it is the time and we've been beating the drum so long and the accomplishments that Pat Bowlen has achieved and everything that he's done for the National Football League and for the Broncos, and I'll repeat him again. I should have him memorized and do by now, the nine committees he served on, serving as kind of a kitchen cabinet liaison for Commissioner Tagliabue, Commissioner Goodell, the work that he did on television, the vision he had for Sunday Night Football, the work that he did on labor, his advocation of all of the international games and expanding internationally. You take all of that, his contributions to the league were second to none. And then you take his record here as an owner, a guy that was here every single day when he was able and capable and let everybody do their jobs, but quietly and kind of would apply kind of silent pressure to you to make sure that you were focused on winning and doing things the right way. More Super Bowl appearances as an owner than losing seasons, set a standard of excellence that's as good as any in the National Football League. So there, that's a pretty long-winded answer, but it should justify his admission into the Hall of Fame, and I think this year is the year, and I hope that happens.
We're going to be there in 2017. Hopefully we're there in 2018 as well. Joe, I really appreciate you taking some time.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care.